Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix, a Netflix original series. In the school lobby, Tristan and the volleyball team stand before a sea of students in blue and yellow.
Let's go, Panthers, let's go! Let's go, Panthers, let's go!
Tristan's face is painted in the school's colors.
A nail biter against Newman High, our girls volleyball team have advanced to the city finals. Student council has arranged for a bus to take fans to the game, so talk to Zoe or Winston to sign up.
Lola takes a selfie with Shay and Frankie.
Hashtag swaggles.
Yeah, wait until we bring home the trophy.
If Northern Tech will let me play.
You apologize for the prank. What else could they want?
For my ex-boyfriend to disappear forever? Oh no, that's just me.
Tiny stands before them.
Hey, Tiny.
Hi, Frankie. Lola. Shay, can I borrow you for a minute to talk about physics?
Sure.
Shay follows Tiny, and Lola gapes.
Come on.
Tiny and Shay walk to the side of the crowd. He goes in for a kiss, but she leans away.
It's definitely not physics.
Then biology.
I can't keep kissing my best friend's boyfriend.
Ex-boyfriend.
Things with us are finally in a good place. I don't want to mess it up.
Maybe you don't have to. When Lo wanted to date me, she asked you for permission, right?
Right.
You could do the same.
She smiles.
You're smart.
So you keep telling me. Almost forgot.
He places an amulet pendant around her neck.
Mojo. You wear it under your clothes for good luck.
For the game or for Lola?
Both.
Well, I'll definitely need it.
Holding the amulet, she smiles at Tiny. Photos and videos of the diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, "I know I can make it through." Words appear, hashtag OMFG. Starring Amanda Arcuri, Amir Bagheria, Soma Bhatia, Jamie Block, Raya Downs, Anna Golia. At the Hollingsworth Mansion, Hunter sits with a comic staring at the landline phone in a hallway.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Hollingsworth, please.
Sure, I'll get her. Mom!
Mrs. Hollingsworth emerges from a nearby room.
I was in another room, not another country.
Could you keep it short? I'm expecting a call.
From your girlfriend?
Me and Yael haven't defined anything yet.
Well, I assume that's the agenda for tonight's date. I have ears. Your dad and I will be at a game, but Miles will be here to keep you out of trouble. I can't believe I just said that. Yeah, I'll keep it short.
We wouldn't have this problem if you let me have a cell phone.
First, you have to earn back our trust.
She puts the phone to her ear.
Diana Hollingsworth. Oh, hi, Dev.
The lawyer?
You have news about Hunter's plea?
He watches her, eyes wide.
But he wasn't well at the time.
Her shoulders heave.
The swatting cost $15,000. Okay. Keep us updated.
She steps close to her son.
The other side didn't accept the plea bargain. Your case is going to court in a month. Maybe two.
Am I going to prison?
Lawyer thinks we can keep you out of juvie if you keep your nose clean.
I will. You know I will.
And then we're looking at probation.
Did he say anything about me going back to Degrassi next year?
He's working on it.
Hunter looks away glumly. Outside school, Zoe, wearing a tight dress, loads equipment onto the back of a school bus. Grace walks up behind her.
Need a hand?
Nope, I got it.
Since when are you Miss School Spirit?
As Zoe lifts the bin, items tumble out. Grace bends down to help her.
Winston's on student council. He and I are dating now, you know?
Yeah, I know. I've seen your timeline.
Why are you being so nice to me?
I don't know. Maybe because you saved my life.
I was the only one who knew about your CF.
Not anymore. I told Maya. I'll probably tell Zig and Tiny, too.
But you worked so hard to keep it a secret.
Life's too short to keep pushing people away. Especially mine.
Winston walks over.
Hey, sweetums.
Well, I'm glad you're happy, Grace, because I'm happy, too.
Zoe smiles next to Winston. In class, Lola, Frankie, and Shay pack up their belongings. Shay and Lola walk into the hall.
Hey. Lo, can I ask you something? Remember when I used to like Tiny, and when you wanted to date him, you asked for my permission?
And you said yes, which was the sweetest.
Now I'm asking you the same thing.
You want to date Tiny?
But I won't, unless you clear it.
Well, you two would look hot together.
Really?
Plus, you both love science.
That is true.
You're obviously very well suited.
I couldn't agree more.
Which is why it's a hard no.
What? But when you asked, I said yes.
And I saw how hard that was for you. Tiny was my bae for 8 months. Imagine how I'll feel. Sorry, but thanks for asking.
In an equipment room, Zoe rifles through a trunk. She tosses out a cheerleading top.
I don't see the mascot costume.
Winston catches it.
Maybe I'll wear this instead.
Might be a little small.
I bet it's just your size. No, I've always had a cheerleader fantasy.
He comes up behind her.
Come on. You don't want to get caught making out.
You're my girlfriend. I've got nothing to hide.
He kisses her, but Zoe remains stiff. She pulls away.
Am I doing something wrong?
No.
Then is there something wrong with you?
I'm just not in the mood.
You never are. I'm just worried there's a problem.
Yeah, my horndog boyfriend and his pervy fantasies.
Winston stares at her.
I'm sorry. That was a joke.
So is whatever this relationship is.
He turns and walks away from Zoe.
Winston!
In the school lobby.
Go Panthers!
Well, let's go kick some northern butt.
I forgot my knee pads in my locker.
Okay.
Come on, girls. The team bus is leaving now.
Shay walks toward Tiny, who reveals his smiling face from behind a Go Shay sign.
I made you a sign. I'm no Da Vinci, but...
We can't date.
His smile fades.
Lola said no?
But we can still be friends and lab partners.
And you'd be happy with that?
Well, I haven't been happy all year. Why start now?
He shakes his head.
This is crap.
Excuse me?
I wanted you way before Lola, but you said no.
Because I didn't want any distractions. And now here you are, distracting me right before volleyball finals.
I'm sorry I can't turn off my feelings whenever I want.
Well, then maybe we aren't well suited for each other.
Guess not.
Shay looks intently at Tiny as he glares at her.
Can we just talk about this later? I have my game. I hope you'll still come.
Wouldn't want to distract you.
He hands her the sign and walks off. At home, Miles hands two candles to Hunter.
Girls like candles. It'll look like I'm trying.
Girls also like that.
Hunter takes the long blue candles in clear holders and places them on a table.
Okay, you gotta go. Yeah, we'll be here soon.
All right, I'll if you need anything.
As Miles leaves the room, Hunter goes to move the candles.
Hunter?
Boz enters with Vijay, who holds a Panther mascot head.
Shouldn't you guys be at the game?
We feel bad that you're still not allowed at school events, so...
Ready for some Panthermonium?
If you dress as the mascot, we can sneak you in.
That's really thoughtful, but I don't want to cause any trouble. You guys want to tell me about it tomorrow?
Yael comes through a doorway.
What are these guys doing here?
Oh my god. Candles, adorable snacks, this is a date.
You can go now.
I can't even.
Okay, hold on. We need to discuss how this relationship is gonna work.
We?
Yes, this could ruin the delicate dynamics of our friend group.
Okay, now that you've voiced your concerns, you really can go.
Okay, not until we lay down some ground rules.
In the school lobby, Zoe looks through a window at the bus outside.
The fan bus for volleyball finals will be leaving in 10 minutes. Go Panthers, go!
She watches a smiling Jonah walk onto the bus past Tiny, Maya, and Winston. As she moves away from the window and takes a seat on a bench, Zoe opens the photo-sharing app. She looks at a photo of a wrist wrapped with tape. The tape reads, "Help." The comments below praise the photo and encourage self-mutilation. Zoe writes her own. It reads, "Everyone hates me," with spaces left to choose either true or false. Someone replies, "I don't hate you," with a heart. Zoe writes, "You don't know me." Another person responds with smiley faces and the comment, "You're funny." Zoe smiles to herself, then pulls up her skirt to take a photo of a series of lighter burns that resemble smiley faces on her thigh. She posts the photo with the caption, "These are the only smileys in my life." Zoe stares at her phone as she sets it down.
You okay?
Grace walks over to her.
What, are you, like, stalking me now?
You weren't checking people onto the bus, and Winston seemed upset.
I had a stupid fight.
Do you want to talk about it?
No, I'll go apologize.
Is this you?
Grace picks up Zoe's phone.
Are you hurting yourself?
Give it back.
Show me your leg.
Whatever, lots of people do it.
That doesn't make it okay. Self-harm is serious.
Zoe looks down.
It'd be a lot easier to come out than to keep pushing people away.
So some stupid girl can break my heart again? Besides, I'm not gay. I have a boyfriend.
Grace eyes her with a shrug.
Yeah, until you push him away too.
Scowling, Grace steps past Zoe. Outside, Winston walks through the crowd of students gathered around the bus.
Okay, vamanos, people. This bus won't wait for anyone. Not even El Presidente.
Hey, I'm ready to get my cheer on.
Tristan boards the bus.
Tiny, on or off?
Come on, dude. Go watch your girl.
She's not my girl.
And she never will be if you miss her big game.
Is it weird if I come too?
Zig eyes the group.
Only if you're weird.
Maya and Grace smile.
Yeah, he's definitely weird.
The blue and gold, the brave and the bold, so many stories to be told.
They get on the bus as Zoe strides toward Winston.
There's my sexy boyfriend.
Don't you mean pervy?
I'm sorry about what I said before. I was trying to push you away.
He regards her with a furrowed brow.
Let's skip the volleyball game. I want to spend some alone time with you. Once you have everyone on the bus, meet me in the equipment room. I have a very special surprise.
As she walks away with a smile, Winston grins. At the Hollingsworth house, Yael and Hunter sit facing Boz and Vijay.
What about handholding?
This is stupid.
I don't think a frank discussion about acceptable levels of PDA during a group hang qualifies as stupid.
You guys don't have a say in our relationship.
What about when you break up?
We're not breaking up.
Of course you will. Everyone does.
What happens to us?
I'm Team Yao. If you guys break up, it's for sure Hunter's fault.
Okay, if we break up, it will be an amicable split.
Do not humor them.
What if he does something crazy?
I would never.
Dude, you just got out of a psychiatric hospital. You were diagnosed with depression and ODD.
That's not fair, okay? He's better.
For now. But he's basically just a ticking time bomb. Plus, he could still go to juvie for the swatting.
Get out.
Hunter stares down bitterly.
Now!
He gets to his feet.
Don't listen to them, okay?
You too.
Hunter.
Go!
Come on. If we hustle, we can still catch the bus to the game.
Reluctantly, Yael follows her friends out. At Northern Tech, the volleyball team enters the packed gym.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to the final match of the Senior Girls High School Championship.
Look at all the people!
Yeah, just wait until our fans get here. Right, Shay?
Are you okay? You've seemed off all day.
Yeah, just nervous, I guess.
Me too.
So we meet again.
I'm really sorry for everything.
Yeah, I know. I read all about it online. Do you buy it?
I do.
What I did was racist. I didn't understand, but now I do. If you want, I'll sit out, but then you won't be playing our best team.
You can play. But we'll still win.
That I can't promise.
Frankie leaves, and Shay faces Kara.
Thanks. Did I have a choice?
She's sorry. What else do you want?
The world to be a better place? I'm just sick of always having to be the bigger person. Aren't you?
The opposing captain steps around Shay, who pulls the amulet out from under her shirt and holds it as she watches Lola and Frankie hug happily. In the Hollingsworth mansion, Hunter stands in the den, staring off. Miles enters.
Heard shouting.
He glances around.
Where's Yao?
He lifts the panther mascot head.
What's with this?
I sent her home. It isn't gonna work out.
Miles sets the head on the couch.
Why not? You two are weird in all the same ways.
She's like this amazingly badass girl, and I'm a head case who will probably be in juvie next year. I don't want to hurt her.
Then don't.
Like it's so easy.
Hunter settles on the couch.
I nearly lost it when she was here.
But you didn't.
Who's to say I won't next time? I still see a shrink 3 times a week. I don't know if I'm ever going back to school. Mom doesn't even trust me with the computer. Why would anyone want to date me?
From the arm of the couch, Miles looks at his brother.
Look, for a long time, I didn't think I deserved to be happy either. So instead, I just hurt myself and everyone else around me. You didn't choose to be built the way you are, so you can only be the best hunter you can be.
That is seriously cheesy, bro.
It doesn't make it any less true. Where's Yao right now?
At the game, I think. She probably hates my guts.
She's as awesome as you say. I think she'll understand. We'll just have to find a way to sneak you inside.
Hunter's arm rests on the mascot head.
think I might have an idea.
At the game, the teams stand on opposite sides of the net. Kara glares at Shay.
Ready to get started with the first play. Degrassi has first possession as both teams line up.
Frankie serves the ball and Kara bumps it back. Shay moves in front of Lola. She bumps it.
What happens there? Degrassi loses their possession.
Shay hits it high.
And again.
Mine.
Bad communication. Point Northern Tech.
Frankie scowls.
Lola, switch with me. Wait, go!
Shay hits the ball, then Lola sets it for her. Shay spikes, but Northern Tech returns it.
Mine.
As they both go for the ball, Shay and Frankie collide.
What the heck?
I said I had it.
We'll never win if you hog the court.
So what? I'm supposed to give up the ball like everything else?
Timeout.
Timeout Degrassi with our Gazelles pulling ahead 14-13.
If you don't want me to play, I won't.
I'm just so sick of having to give up everything I want for other people. Volleyball, sports camp, Tiny. I mean, I thought he'd at least show up.
Well, maybe the bus got caught in traffic. I haven't seen Jonah yet.
No, all year I've tried to do the right thing, but what do I get in return?
Frankie tilts her head.
Text him.
Shay glances at Lola, who meets her eye.
Wait, you still have feelings?
Summer's coming, and for sure I'll meet a cute boy at the beach. Maybe two. Quick, before I change my mind.
Frankie and Lola exchange a look as Shay picks up her phone. She sends a quick text, then looks back at her teammates.
So what now?
We win this game.
In the equipment room, Winston enters to find Zoe holding pom-poms in a cheerleading uniform.
Whoa.
There's a boy. He's so fine. I'm so glad he's mine, mine, mine.
She wraps her arms around him.
This is just like my dream. Except at the end, you turn into a zombie and sucked out my brains.
This'll turn out much better.
Zoe, you know, if I pressured you...
You didn't. I'm going to make this relationship work.
After pushing him onto a mat, Zoe straddles Winston and leans down to kiss him. Eyes open, Zoe moves her face to the side and lies still on top of him.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
She sits up and undoes his belt.
Whoa, stop.
She kisses him again, pushing him back to the mat.
No, stop!
He pushes her off.
Why are you being weird? This is what you wanted, isn't it?
No, this is not normal.
Because I'm not normal.
Her lip quivers as she stares at him tearfully.
Whatever's wrong, it can't be that bad.
Winston offers a sympathetic look. Zoe averts her gaze as she cries, then looks back to Winston through her tears.
Okay.
Winston's mouth hangs open, then he shuts his eyes in disbelief.
You?
Zoe looks away.
Seriously?
Tears stream down her cheeks.
Do you hate me?
No, of course not. You can't choose who you are.
I thought I could do it. I tried so hard.
Is that why you were hurting yourself?
Her eyes drift up to his face.
You knew?
I wasn't sure, and I didn't know how to bring it up, but you should probably get help. For that, not the other thing.
She shakes her head.
Grace offered to help. I pushed her away.
You know, she took the bus to the game. I can give you a ride.
Zoe keeps her eyes on Winston.
Okay.
Her face streaked with tears, she glances away.
You're a good guy.
So girls keep telling me.
Do you think that after all this, we can still be friends?
On one condition.
He stands.
When you come out, you clarify I had nothing to do with it.
He extends his hand, and she takes it with a smile.
Yeah.
Back at the game, fans wave pom-poms.
Okay, folks, Degrassi has pulled things together, and we have a tie game.
Kara glares at Shay across the net. A Degrassi player serves the volleyball, which Kara bumps back. Degrassi returns the ball, and Northern Tech misses it. The Degrassi team shares a hug as their score goes up to 16. They resume their positions. Degrassi serves, and a Northern Tech player sets the ball for Kara, who smacks it over the net. Lola bumps the ball forward to Frankie, who sets it for Shay. Shay leaps into the air and slams the ball over the net. Kara drops to her knees to get it, but the ball hits the ground. The Degrassi girls form a celebratory huddle as a Northern Tech teammate helps up a disappointed Kara. Shay looks up into the stands and frowns when she sees no familiar faces. A teammate with long brown hair hugs Shay, who smiles. Frankie and Lola stand next to her.
No Tiny?
Well, at least I have my girls.
Aww.
And a trophy. I really like winning.
That makes two of us. Congratulations, girls. Let's shake hands.
Coach Armstrong leads them toward Northern Tech, and they shake hands in lines.
Good game. Good game.
Shay and Kara shake hands.
Good game.
Are you okay?
We just won finals. I'm great.
You haven't heard?
Shay's smile fades and her eyes widen. Nearby, Hunter pulls off the mascot head as he finds Miles.
I can't find you, Elbaz or VJ.
Ditto on Tristan. Where's all the Degrassi fans?
What?
Miles, Hunter, Winston, and Zoe hurry to the distraught team.
What's going on?
The bus with the Degrassi fans.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make it.
You mean it got like a flat or something?
It crashed.
Shay hugs Goldie, and Miles holds his phone to his ear.
Tristan's not answering.
Give me your phone.
In the mascot costume, Hunter places a call as Miles paces nervously, looking around the gym.
Hello?
You're okay. Where are you?
I'm at the game. We missed the bus. Baz's mom drove us.
Hunter spots Yael and rushes over to her.
I am so sorry about before. I was scared I was gonna do something crazy.
Did you?
I hurt you once. I don't ever want to do that again. So you need to promise to me if I ever scare you, you run and never look back. Okay?
Okay. But I'm a little scared right now.
Why?
She leans forward and kisses him. Nearby, a group walks toward the stands.
Who was on the bus?
I have the list.
Winston pulls out the list and the group stands around him.
Grace.
Tristan, Zig, Maya.
Jonah.
Tiny!
Lola watches a video.
Maybe the crash wasn't that serious.
This looks pretty serious. Oh no.
While no fatalities have been reported, a number of students are being rushed to hospital, at least one in critical condition.
They gather around Lola's phone and see footage of the bus flipped upside down, surrounded by emergency vehicles.
You okay?
Winston and Zoe hug as Miles frantically makes a phone call behind them. Crying, Shay places a call on her phone.
Hey, this is Tiny. Leave a message.
Frankie and Lola pull her into a hug.
Please don't worry. It'll be okay. It has to be okay.
The three girls share a tearful embrace. Cut to black. Opening credits continue. Nikki Gold, Ricardo Hoyos, Aaron Kassam, Andre Kim, Lyle Latow, Spencer McPherson, Eric Osborne, Dante Scott, Olivia Scriven, Sarah Waysglass, Richard Walters. Written by Sarah Glinsky, directed by RT. The stories and events portrayed are fictitious and no reference is intended to any actual person. The name and mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome Pictures Incorporated, used under license. Copyright 2016 Epitome Screen Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved. Over white, block letter surrounded with blue read DHX Media. DHX Media is a registered trademark of DHX Media Limited. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.